Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are now at the second chapter, and about verse 26. If you'd like to follow along, let's go ahead and start reading from chapter 2 and verse 26. As the thief is shamed when he is discovered, so the house of Israel is shamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, who say to a tree, "You are my father." Can you imagine this? They say to a tree, "You are my father." This is the kind of stuff that's going on today, folks. Mother Nature. Mother Nature. It's Father God, not Mother Nature. Remember that, and you'll be a long ways ahead. They say to a tree, "You're my father," and to a stone, "You gave me birth." Can you imagine that? Saying to a stone, "You gave me birth." "For they have turned their back to me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us." At the time of their trouble, they always turn back. Arise and save us. But where are your gods, which you made for yourself? You created these gods. And now, are they going to deliver you? Are they going to get you through the trouble? Are they going to deliver you from the trouble, these gods that you made? Let them arise, if they can save you in the time of your trouble. You know, it makes a big difference who you make a god. Because some gods are just worthless. They don't do a thing. Some gods just sit there. And then some gods are alive, like Jesus Christ. He's alive and well. Let them arise and then see if they can save you in the time of your trouble. But according to the number of your cities are your gods. You have got so many gods, you can't even keep up with them. Here's a god here and a god there and everywhere. A god, god. There, a god everywhere. A god, god. Old MacDonald had a god, E-I-E-I-O. For according to the number of your cities, are your gods. You have so many gods. A god for each city. You're talking about not a god for each city. It's a devil for each city. They're not gods, they're devils. False gods are devils. Did you know that? When you make something a god, it's nothing but a devil. It's a devil. False gods are nothing but devils. Remember that. The number of your cities are your gods, O Judah. Why do you contend with me? You have all transgressed against me, declares the Lord. In vain I have struck your sons. They accepted no chastening. You know, some people won't change, no matter what you do. Have you ever seen a rebellious teenager? You've tried everything. Nothing works. They just have to be let go. Sometimes they'll change. But, you know, a teenager, you've waited too long. And then God is saying here, I've struck your sons. They accepted no chastening. Absolutely. They will not be corrected. They accepted no chastening. Your sword has devoured your prophets. You've killed your own prophets because of the gods that you've created in your life. You've killed your own prophets. with your own swords, like destroying a lion. O generation, heed the word of the Lord. You've destroyed your own prophets. How do you do that? You stop believing in God. O generation, heed the word of God. Have I been a wilderness to Israel? Or a land of thick darkness? Is it that hard to get a hold of me? Am I that hard and difficult? Thick darkness. Why do my people say, we are free to roam? There you go. We are free to roam. Sounds like a teenager, doesn't it? Sounds like a teenager. Free to roam. Can't wait to get to college because I'm free to roam. We will no longer come to you. Can a virgin forget her ornaments? Or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me. My people have forgotten me. Days without number. How well you prepare your way to seek love. You do everything. Put on your makeup. Cologne, get dressed, finest, to seek love. But what about God? Isn't he love? God is love. Why are we not going to the trouble of seeking God? Seek love. How about God? Doesn't make any sense, does it? How well you prepare your way to seek love. Therefore, even the wicked women, you have taught your ways. Also, on your skirts is found the lifeblood of the innocent poor. Can you imagine this? On your skirts, you have found, or is found, the life blood of the innocent poor. How significant is this? The life blood of the innocent on your skirts. You did not find them breaking in. But in spite of all these things, yet you said, I am innocent. Surely his anger is turned away from me. Behold, I will enter into judgment with you, because you say, I have not sinned. You know, the lifeblood is found scattered everywhere. The lifeblood of the aborted babies. The lifeblood scattered everywhere. The innocent. The lifeblood of the innocent poor. Scattered everywhere. Because you said, I have not sinned. I have not sinned. Have you ever heard someone say that they haven't sinned? I have. I just think to myself, what? Are you crazy? You must be a lot better than I am. Much, much better. I have not sinned. I don't think anybody can say that. Can you? I'm not sinned. Why do you go around so much changing your way? Changing your way. Well, I'm going to change my way. I'm going to be good for a while. You ever tried that? I'm going to be so good. God's going to be. I am going to be good. From this point on, I'm going to be good. 5 minutes later, something goes wrong. Something happens. And you find out you didn't change your way. You didn't change your way. That's why you need a savior. Nothing changed because old man River is still there. Old man flesh. Still there. Didn't change. The only thing you do is try to die to him. Die to that old flesh. Why did you go around so much changing your way? Also, you will be put to shame by Egypt. You know, you're God's people. You're God's people. But yet, the Egyptians are better than you are. Oh, the Egyptians. The Egyptians are more righteous. How can that happen? Doesn't make any sense, does it? The Egyptians are putting you to shame. You're going to be put to shame by the Egyptians. How shameful. As you were put to shame by Assyria. They're going to take over. They're going to humble you. God's people. God's people. What happened? What in the world happened to you? Unbelievable. From this place, also you will go out with your hands on your head. For the Lord has rejected those in whom you trust. The Lord has rejected those in whom you trust. You put your trust in people far less righteous than you are, and God's rejected. And you will not prosper with them. You're not going to prosper with these people that you trust to protect you. They're going to turn around and put you to slavery. How horrible. What a dumb thing to do. The very ones you put your trust in, I'll put you to slavery. And you will not prosper with them. Remember that. You're not going to prosper with the devil. You put your trust in the devil, you know what he's going to do? He's going to make a slave out of you. He's going to make a slave out of you. You're going to regret every minute of it. You're going to think, why did I do this? This is stupid. There's a God of peace. There's a God of health. There's a God of protection. A God of creation. Why did I put my trust in this? How stupid. Well, that's our time for today. Before we go, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, if there's any out there that are not saved, that has not received Christ, let's receive Christ right now. God, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Save us. Let us be born again. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Cover us with your blood. We thank you for salvation today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you listen. krciradio.com. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.